In the news update for June the 14th, 2022, on this Tuesday morning edition, part 7. Let's continue on with our work here. And you know what to do. We're on XM, we're on FM, we're on all podcasting platforms, Spotify, Pinterest, Stitcher, Facebook, Pocket FM, and Applecast, and many, many more. Just simply put in the podcast name, just in case you missed it off our radio show or off the off of XM Radio. It's going to be entitled Top Headlines, National and International News Stories. That's how you write. If you'd like to help us to meet our 1,600 goal of our deficit of what we're short of for the month of May and June, it's $800 for May and $800 for June. That's how we get that number. I didn't make it up or anything. We just lost two sponsors in May, and that's what caused us to have this pitfall. And we should get another one in July. But if y'all could help out with that, that would be great. Just simply call me at 252-833-9067 to make a credit or debit card donation. And then you'll get a tax write-off for your taxes for your Schedule K donation. Or, and then also it will be a win-win because it will help us to get our bills caught back up from what was short from the month of May and the month of June. Thanks a lot for your donation in advance. This is Michael. Let's continue on with the show. One of the true last of Sebastians of Freedom, showing you the uncensored stuff on all these platforms. We made a deal with God, and God is what is keeping us out there. So please pray for us. Please share the links, and please, most definitely, please, in addition to all that, support us with a donation to show your true patriots so we can change hearts and minds. Secondly, save lives. Get people to know about these things, not to be scared, but to inform so you know what's coming around the bend. Let's go to the show, folks. We appreciate your love and your support at this time. Here we go. Part 7. Gerald Celente, up on the hour 4 of the outcome show.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great to be on the Alex Jones Show. And listen, everybody, do what you can to support InfoWars. They're going to do everything they can to silence the truth. Censorship was one of our trends back in 2017. Censorship 2.0. It's so sad what's going on and how the media just sells its propaganda and lies. And when you don't swallow that they're garbage, they call you a conspiracy theorist. I mean, how stupid. And again, remember that thing called the Iraq War? It was okay for them to sell those lies that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. And how dare you not believe those government officials and experts and people like Dick Cheney. Oh, I don't want to get censored. I have to be proper. Penis Cheney. One after another, Condoleezza Rice, Colin Powell. Oh, that wasn't a conspiracy theory. And a guy by the name of Scott Ritter, who's at the UN, he's, no, there's proof that there's nothing there, no weapons of mass destruction. And they censor him. And by the way, we're having a peace and freedom rally up here in Kingston, New York, on July 23rd. And Scott Ritter's going to be one of the speakers. Gary Null. Judge Andrew Napolitano. We're going to have great music. Great damn band. Boy, they rock and roll. And bopping in a reel and rocking in a rolling. Yep. Good times. Food, drink. Four Corners of Freedom. John and Crown Street. The only place in America with pre-Revolutionary War stone buildings on each corner. And this will be in the garden of the 1750s Franz Rogan House. And so please get here, do what you can. We're doing everything we can to have a peace movement. You know, you see what's going on now with this Ukraine war. And it's just the BS is coming out over and over again. U.S. officials say Russia will likely control a region in eastern Ukraine within weeks. And this is according to an unnamed senior U.S. official told the Washington Post. Oh, no kidding. Oh, now Biden is saying that Zelensky didn't believe him when they said Russia was going to invade and they didn't do anything to negotiate for peace. And what did we say before the war started? If Napoleon couldn't beat the Russians and sent 422,000 men, young boys who believed his crap, to go invade Moscow and came back with only 10,000. If Hitler, launching Operation Barbarossa, they killed only 25 million Russians, or 27 million, depending on whose numbers you look at, couldn't beat them in World War II, what makes you think the Russians are going to lose to Ukraine? What will Biden do if Putin goes nuclear? Experts say a nuclear response is unlikely, but not impossible. Oh, experts say? Oh, what kind of experts? The same little low-life pieces of scum, garbage, crap that you haven't won a war since World War II, and you're telling me about your expertise, Junior? How about our expertise? World War III has started. It'll only become official when a nuclear bomb drops. I was on with Rick Wiles in True News. That's exactly what he said. We're in tough times. We must unite for peace. United we stand, divided we die. And support InfoWars. You need these products as much as you need InfoWars. Like I said, do everything you can to support this. It's not like you're giving your money away. You know, you're getting great products for it. And you really need them to build your immune system and to get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. We're in the fight for our lives. You know, it's just what's going on here. You're seeing all these people that are still getting all the shots and still getting the virus, right? One after another. A little Trudeau up there in Canada. Yep, fully vaxxed and fully COVID. One after another. So you got it, you know, I got no vaxxes at all, and I haven't gotten COVID. I haven't been sick in over 3 years. Every year I say, oh, I hope I don't get a cold, I hope I don't get a sore throat, you know, I hope I don't get the flu. And I did, I took a lot of supplements to build my immune system. And you can do the same thing to do yours. And InfoWars has a lot of those great products that will help you. So going back to this Ukraine disaster, we said at the very beginning that Ukraine should negotiate because they're going to lose. Now Biden's even saying it as well. And in your Trends Journal, we quoted this guy DeLulo, who's running for president against Bolsonaro in Brazil. And him saying, making fun of this guy, is, you don't get to the left of Lula, and making fun of Zelensky for not negotiating for peace. $56 billion of our dough has gone to bloody the killing fields in Ukraine. As our, again, every time I drive around, I'm so disgusted. Boom, 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 boom. I'm like in a third world country. We got a comedian who played, piano with his you-know-what, and he's running Ukraine. A comedian that played the president of Ukraine on a TV show is now the president of Ukraine and telling the people what to do. And where are the people standing up to fight this? It's a losing war, and you're hearing it more and more. Ukraine to decide how much territory it trades for peace. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said on Sunday that the U.S.-led alliance aims to strengthen Ukraine's position at a negotiation table, but added that any peace deal would involve compromises, including territory. This is the same arrogant little jerk off over there in NATO, Stoltenberg, a member of the club, an arrogant little boy, an arrogant nobody, that man to man, I can't say the words, but he wouldn't either pee a poop if you called him out. Let's go back. Not ancient history, Stolten jerk. Off over there in NATO. In an interview with the Washington Post, NATO General Jens Stoltenberg said Ukraine should not avoid declaring ambitious war aims of driving Russia out of eastern Donbas region and the Crimean Peninsula, which Russia has controlled since 2014. Well, this is June 3rd. And now Fat Mouth over there, hey, you're doing a 180. Yeah. Or maybe you're doing a transgendatory turn. All right, you're losing. You should have negotiated for peace before this happened. And these are the little crap heads that they pump up. These are the imbecilic morons that are running and ruining our lives. They are mentally ill jerks off over there in NATO in a country near you. They have the right to say they are fighting for the whole of Ukraine, Stoltenberg said. Yep. All these weapons of death. Hey, where are all you Catholic priests? Where are all you Protestant bishops? Where are the Jews, the Muslims? Hey, Mohammed, I haven't seen you around. Where are all you people? How come you're not talking about peace? I don't hear a peep about peace. We are gonna fight. Yeah, I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy, huh? A Yankee Doodle do or die. Getting us into World War I, singing about it, happy as can be, huh? We got crazy people in charge. That was brought to you World War I by mentally ill Woodrow Wilson. Oh, the former president of Princeton. That's right. Harvard, Princeton, Yale, bullets, bombs, and banks. The same lowlife scum that brought us the Federal Reserve. Woodrow Wilson brought us the public education system, the government education system. Woodrow Wilson brought us federal tax. Woodrow Wilson, may you rot in hell, because you're a demonic piece of slime and the other ones could join the club. Yeah. Harvard, Princeton, Yale. Look at that arrogant little boy we got as the our Secretary of State. Anthony Blinken. Yeah, a daddy's boy, another arrogant daddy's boy. I went to Dalton. Then I went to Harvard. Oh, and then I went to Yemen to give them intelligence on how they, it's a Saudi Arabia rather, so they could bomb and kill more people in Yemen. But I speak so properly because I'm a daddy's boy, a member of the club. Harvard, Princeton, Yale, bullets, bombs, and banks. Robbing us of our freedom, stealing our money, where these little slimers never work a day in their lives. Oh, but they're officials, so that's right. Official pieces of crap. Obama. Oh yeah, now Obama is even questioning whether Ukraine could win. Anthony Blinken, U.S. Secretary of State. Look at him. Arrogant little Blinken, you murderer. There wasn't a war that you didn't love or push for. You are a murderer. Hey, the fish rots from the head down. All right, wonder why young kids are blowing people out. Hey, I'm Obama, that guy Gaddafi, I want him out of here, you got it. Oh no, Salenti, speak properly. Assad has to go, Gaddafi has to go. You don't say, I want him, I want that guy dead, you got it? Oh no, 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 be proper. There wasn't a war that Blinken didn't love, just like Biden. Biden the draft dodger, Vietnam. Yep, Clinton. He came, we saw, he died. How happy he was that Gaddafi was killed. And there he is, Obama, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner. Oh, yeah, we're going to do a chip surge in Afghanistan. Oh, yeah, we'll just kill more of our people and kill more of them. Hey, but the military-industrial complex is getting rich. Oh, Raytheon's moving to D.C., the second biggest defense contractor in America. They're all moving to D.C. Boeing. Oh, Raytheon. Hey, who's the guy playing our head of Department of Defense? Oh, Lloyd Austin. Yeah. Oh, who was he? Oh, he's a general, Salente. Yeah. Oh, general? Sitting on the board of directors of Raytheon. They're all moving into Washington, D.C. You got it? World War III has begun. They're only interested in money. Just like the drug lords that people call Big Pharma. Yeah. The military-industrial complex that Dwight D. Eisenhower, five-star general, warned us about. Robbing us of the future of the scientists, the genius of the scientists, sweat of the laborers, and the future of the children. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our...
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Gerald Salente.
Hey, everybody. Great being on the Alex Jones Show on InfoWars. Again, it's up to you to support the truth. Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger, and remember this going back into the 80s, it was a big, big, big anti-nuclear protest in New York. About a million people turned out. And the next day, the defense secretary at the time, Caspar Weinberger, was on WNET TV in New York. So you could Google it up and you could hear it yourself. He said, the fact that a very large number of people turn out for a particular event is certainly something that people notice. But I don't think that anybody rushes back and says, we have to change our policy or something because there's been a rally. The point being is that you got to keep this thing going. And InfoWars is doing that. The people are giving everything they can to make this a winning situation. And it's a win-win situation because you have to prepare for the worst. And the worst is coming. And preparetoday.com have what you need for the future. And the future is rough. I mentioned that little Trudeau got all the shots and got COVID again. And the same thing with our health secretary. The Sarah test positive for COVID-19 twice in less than a month. Twice in less than a month.
She's on the road.
And these little slime balls out there, the little prostitutes, media whores that get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and their government whoremasters, call you a conspiracy theorist and stupid if you don't get their Operation Warp Speed gene therapy inoculation, get the boost, get the virus. Oh, and those little comedians, they had Kimmel clowns and the Colbert freaky little boy, all these little jerks off over there in Hollywood selling the vaxes. People are dumb enough to listen to comedians. Of course they are. Dumb enough to believe George Bush, another little daddy's boy. As George Carlin, the great George Carlin says, one big club and you ain't in it. It's a big club of little jerks. Mentally ill. Get this in your head. These are mentally ill people, but unlike you, Salenti, who become passionate and angry when people try to mess with you, they know how to do it properly. That's why they're in these positions. They know how to sum up and bow down to the truth. They will do anything to spread their lies. Look at this little jerk. Look at these little clowns. Little true dope. A daddy's boy, another daddy's boy. You be nobody, you little arrogant boy. You're an arrogant little boy. My daddy was Justin. Oh yes. We're going down. Look at the markets. Look what's going on. Look at inflation. Are you ready for this one? Hey, front page of Financial Times. U.S. set to plunge into recession next year. Economists predict. Oh, well, if they predict it, yep. If they predict it, we said this was going to happen. It's in detail in your Trends Journal for over a year and a half. They pumped this thing up with cheap money. Totally artificially inflated. Dow tumbles and stocks enter bear market. Oh, worries of rate hikes. You mean you're gonna cut off the monetary methadone that you've been injecting into the money junkies on Wall Street? They need their methadone, monetary methadone. Yeah, that's all it is. The trillions of dollars they pumped in to artificially prop up the economy after these sick people, these mentally ill people locked down our economy. We're gonna fight the COVID war. We're gonna make up crap. Stand 6 feet apart. When you go in a restaurant, put on a mask. But when you sit down, you can take it off and eat because the virus knows when you're eating and walking. All right. They destroyed our economy with this cheap money. They artificially propped it up. Why gold prices are down now, I don't know why. They say they're going down because treasury yields now are above 3% and it's a safe investment and gold yields no interest. I don't give financial advice, I'm still bullish on gold. Because when this thing goes down, the only reason the dollar's going up is because all the other currencies are so bad and the other countries are in worse shape. They're tanking. And it's only going to get worse. And by the way, when all else fails, they take you to war. When all else fails, hey, what followed the Great Depression or World War II? What followed dot-com bust or the War on Terror, all right? This thing's going down. It's gonna go down hard and big, and that's why you need preparetoday.com. Prepare for the worst. You know, you read about all these billionaires building bunkers all over the world. And they're coming out and saying how bad it is. Jamie Dimon, yeah, the bankster over there. JP Morgan Chase, we're gonna have an economic hurricane. Oh, it's different weather over there in South Korea. The premier said we're gonna have a typhoon. PrepareToday.com. The worst is yet to come.
Waging war on corruption. It's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And again, do what you can to support InfoWars. They're fighting for freedom, and we are too. We're going to have a Peace and Freedom Rally Festival up here in Kingston, New York, on July 23rd on the Four Corners of Freedom, John and Crown Street, the only place in America with pre-Revolutionary War stone buildings on each corner. And we have three of them. And it's going to be having in the garden of the Franz Rogan House. The Hot Damn Band's going to be here. And of course, we have Scott Ritter will be the speaker. Judge Napolitano. Great food. Free, it's free. It's open to everybody. And drinks, you know, we're going to have a good time, but we're going to unite for peace. July 23rd. And InfoWars is doing it as well. And we're in a very critical time, and these products that they have are products that you need to support them and to support yourself. So do what you can. You know, the market, so I just, you know, the break, it was almost down like 900 points. And this comes as no shock to Trends Journal subscribers. We had forecast this. Let's go back to over a year ago, almost a year, over a year and a half. You had the Fed head, Jerome Powell, saying that inflation was transitory, or temporary, then transitory. The same thing with Janet Yellen, our Treasury Secretary. And again, if anybody's got a brain bigger than a pea, you can figure this out. Our Treasury Secretary used to be a Fed head, and then they brought her over to run the Treasury. So they're in complete control of our lives. These are mentally ill people. They're only concerned about their own welfare and those of the club. And she said back in April, over a year ago, that inflation would not go past 3%. And then last week, quote, she thought she was wrong. I think I was wrong. She said, you think? What do you think? You were wrong. So again, you listen to the stupidity of those in charge, Biden, when he imposed sanctions on Russia, the oil sanctions, no oil coming in, and now, of course, oil around the United States is what, over $5 a barrel on nationally in places like California, it's like $7. Yesterday I filled up my car, it was $85.68. $85. Oh, you think people want to commute back and forth to work? But anyway, the implications of this are very far and deep, and we write about them in the Trends Journal. But going back to BS Biden, quote, American people will deal another powerful blow to Putin, to Putin's war machine. That's the words. When he put the sanctions on Russia, the sanctions. So he got it backwards. It did nothing to stop Putin, the powerful blow has hit Americans. But nobody calls them out. Nobody calls them out. You know what? They're prostitutes. They're media whores. They get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and their government whoremasters. Going back to, again, Ukraine war. The CNN reports suggest that officials in Washington, London, and Brussels are meeting without the Ukrainian counterparts in an effort to plan a ceasefire and peace settlement. Oh, officials? How about official pieces of crap? What officials? What officials?
What can I do for you?
They're slimy lowlives! They're murderous creeps! That's the official language to use for them! Oh no, Salenti? I'm a little boy! I'm a lowlife girl! I bow down and do what they tell me! Put on that mask! Get that shot! And inject your kids! Even though they don't get it. All of these clowns shot their mouths off that Ukraine was going to beat Russia. It's 100 days. 100 days? We're there for 20 years up in Afghanistan, and you couldn't beat these lightly armed clowns up there, the Taliban.
Now, you know.
They're there 100 days, or they're going to lose. Oh, yeah, remember? Yep, our goal is clear. Putin must not win the war, and I am convinced that he will not win it. Oh, that was the German guy, Schultz, over there. Oh, you got that right. Our commitment is to be there for you until this fight is done. We stand with Ukraine until victory is won. Hail Pelosi! Hey, Pelosi! Send your... Maybe your husband's not drunk enough to drive over here and go fight. Send your kids and you go too. What do you mean? What do you mean? That we stand with Ukraine. You mean you're going to steal more of our money and give it to the military-industrial complex? We will stand. Anybody that supports the war, put on your military drag and go fight. It is not my war. I am an American. I believe in George Washington, you little lowlives. No foreign entanglements. Silenti, calm down. You should love Obama. You should love the creeps in charge. Who's that Smiley Lewis over there? Oh, yeah. All these great generals. You guys haven't won a war. I love all your ribbons. Oh, I got this one for that and that one for this. It's not Halloween. You can take your costumes off. Ukraine clearly believes that it could win. You ready? And so does everyone here. That was from Secretary of our Defense, Lloyd Austin. Yep. The armed forces of Ukraine are here. Most importantly, our people, the people of our nation are here. We have been defeated, defending our country for 100 days already. Victory will be ours. Glory to Ukraine, said Zelensky. Yep. And I have one message for you today, Zelensky. Ukraine will win. Ukraine will be free. You don't shut that crap out of his mouth. Boris Johnson. How can you get a more freaky little moron than that guy up there in the UK? Lying little Boris Johnson. Again, these little flabby little boys, they couldn't fight. But boy, they send your kids to go fight and die. Occupy Peace. Go to OccupyPeace.com. We're going to be putting up the info about July 23rd rally for freedom, peace, and justice. Yep. They're taking us to war. When all else fails, they take you to war. And this economy is failing big time. The worst is yet to come. It hasn't even started yet. Businesses are going out, man. Oh, and women. This thing is going to go down hard and fast. You're going to start seeing civil unrest in countries around the world. Civil wars going to regional wars. And then it's a world war if we don't unite for peace. So support InfoWars. Support the truth. And get to Trends Journal if you want to see history before it happens. Hey, great B90 Alex Jones show. And again, you know, what Alex is just saying, you know, look what's going on with the equity markets now. You know, it's, I just took a quick look. Dow's down almost 1,000 points. 1,000 points, 970 something points, right? I just looked. The S&P, the NASDAQ, down over 4%. You look what happened, wipe out in Asia last night. Wipe out in Europe. We've been warning about this. We've been giving you details about this. And by the way, Bitcoin just broke below our point of it could go down to, we're forecasting around 10,000. Again, we've had all these numbers in the Trends Journal week after week. It's a weekly magazine. There's no magazine like it in the world, and I'm not saying it because I'm the publisher. It's the only magazine that tells you what in the world is going on, what it means, and what's next, and what you might want to do, trend forecasts. So we are in critical times, and we must unite, and unite with InfoWars. I do this, I don't get paid to do this. I do it because I believe in what InfoWars Alex Jones is doing. And it's one of the few places out there. There are a couple, you know, there are great places, you know. Gary Noll will be a speaker up here on July 23rd. He does Progressive Radio Network. That's his station with a lot of great speakers on there, great people. And like I said, Scott Ritter and Judge Napolitano will be here. So when we're looking at what's going on, this thing is going to go down big. People are going to realize how bad it is when these markets crash. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And it's the same thing with this, you know, being prepared and having to do it. And then, of course, there's the whole other side where they're going to start hitting us with. This is a great book, Leaving Humanity, by Joe Duran, who writes for us. And the corrupt designs of the technocratic elite, because they're going to take more and more advantage of us as things go down and things get worse, more mind control. Ukraine fears defeat in East without weapons supply. That's from today's Wall Street Journal. As the U.S. and allies gather Wednesday to discuss fresh military aid. Military aid. Your partner's in crime. It's not military aid. You're a partner in crime. If somebody, I wanted a gun and I didn't have one, and I said, hey, give me a gun. I want to go blow Freddy's brains out. And you gave me the gun. You'd be a partner. You'd be accessory to the crime. It depends on how fast and in what quantities these heavy weapons arrive. Isn't that great? They write that nicely. Murderous weapons to kill more people and destroy more cities rather than negotiate for peace. Why not? Because we're sick people. Oh, by the way, we're owned by the military-industrial complex. And if you don't believe me, read the book Wars a Racket by General Smedley Butler, the most decorated Marine in history when he wrote it. Without a massive and rapid increase in military assistance, isn't that nice words? And that's just for, they're prostitutes, they're media wars, that's the way they write. Ukraine faces defeat in the eastern Donbas region. Ukrainian official pieces of crap. What officials? What officials you're talking? Stop with this garbage crap words, officials. Oh, dignitary, political dignitary. Oh, nobility. Well, now nobility is something different. Anyway, one, that would pave the way for Russia to pursue its offensive actions to Odessa and Kharkiv after regrouping. You got it. Western officials and analysts question whether Russia has the wherewithal. Again, Western officials, Western clowns, Western jerks. You've been wrong about everything. We've been right, but you don't have the guts to call a winner because you're losers. We said this would happen before the war happened. We said it would happen before the war happened. But what do they do? Billions and billions, scores of billions of dollars stealing our money to kill more people. Let's go back to the markets. They're blaming inflation on the Russian war. They're right about that much to some extent. The real inflation is because of all the cheap money that the Fed heads and the government bandits pumped into the markets when they locked down society with their moronic COVID war mandates. We're gonna lock you down for 2 weeks. I'm gonna flap the coins. I'm Andy Cuomo. Oh, another daddy's boy. Little Andy Cuomo, another daddy's boy. And I'm renaming the Tappan Zee Bridge after my daddy. And all it cost you $20 million. You've got to put the M on, take down the signs, put up the new ones. Marilyn Cuomo. All right. We got a bunch of jerks telling us what to do. They destroyed our economy. It's unprecedented. The streets are dead at night up here. Dead. 9 o'clock. Restaurants closing. Bars out of business, out of business, out of business. They artificially propped up this economy for 2 years. That the equity markets went up after they were crashing in March of 2020. It was a joke. Total fraud. And now they're coming down. And we're telling you what you should do to prepare in our way. And InfoWars is telling you how to prepare today in their way. And so get their products because you're going to need them. This thing's going down hard and heavy. Here's the hip. What do we got here? Ready? Here we got it. Get those products. But yeah, we got this also. Front page of New York, Wall Street Journal. Weaker earnings pose new threat to royal markets. The S&P 500 has dropped 18% in 2022. You ready? It's worst start to a year since 1962, as the Federal Reserve embarks on rate rising. You know, they might back off. They might back off on this because this thing is, this markets are going, they even haven't done it yet. And you got things going down. So it's, they may only raise interest rates, maybe 50 basis points. They're talking about 75 basis points, but, they may have to back off this because this thing's going down really, really hard. And it's global. That's the thing to get in your head. It's not only just America. So, preparetoday.com. Preparetoday.com. Get your what you need to prepare for the worst from InfoWars. And to prepare, prevail, and prosper, you're going to want the Trends Journal at trendsjournal.com. Again, there's no mag, it's $2 a day. I pay $5 a day for the Wall Street Journal, $3 a day for the New York Times, and how much do I get for the Financial Times, a good paper? $2.50. The Trends Journal is $2 a week. 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, last week's like 165 pages. And the cover, the artwork is brilliant by Anthony Frieda. So, in wrapping up, you better stay tuned to InfoWars. You better prepare all you can. Alert your friends, loved ones. We're going down to very difficult times. Yep. And knowledge is power. And we're giving you all the knowledge we can, and so is InfoWar. So remember, preparetoday.com and trendsjournal.com. This thing's going down hot and heavy. The worst is really yet to come. And we have to unite for peace. Remember the rally, July 23rd, Kingston, New York, on the Four Corners of Freedom. Thanks for tuning in. See you next week.
Using free speech to free minds. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
As the clock strikes 13, it's Monday, the 13th of June, year of our Lord 2022, day 822 of the lockdown. And of course, Biden and his Nero Zero Act to burn down our society continues unabated. We'll talk about that as we see moves to bring back the masks. But we also have some interesting things that have happened over the weekend with the, I would say, with the reactions of Trump on social media to the January the 6th pageant. And an interesting focus by CNN on Alex Jones and what Josh Owens had to say. I've got something to say about that. But we're going to begin with the headline news and with what happened with gun control. And then we'll get into the thing that's really killing people, the vaccines, the big body count. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Well, as we pointed out last week, Biden's popularity is crashing with pretty much every demographics group, but especially with people that the Democrats had counted on. Hispanics down to only 24% approval rate, and you have young adults at 22% approval rate. Overall, his job approval is only 33%, but when you look at the demographics, I'm talking about younger people, 18 to 34, that demographic, down to 22%. Less than 50% of black voters, 49% of black voters, all the Democrat constituents are looking at this and saying, what is going on? So Biden's support cratered about 7 months into office. I think it cratered actually before the election. They're not going to say that. I mean, was there ever any evidence
that Biden had
other than the ballots that were given to us by the media? Was there ever any evidence that Biden had support? None that I could see. 64% disapprove of the economy. I heard somewhere, it's the economy, stupid. I think that still applies. And you know, one of the interesting things about all of this is that the Washington Post noted that Biden's last sit-down interview with the press happened 4 months ago on February the 10th. And then this happened with Jimmy Kimmel.
A lot of major things we've done. But what we haven't done is we haven't been able to communicate it in a way that is... Let me say another way.
Well, see, that's kind of perfect. Yeah,
well, we haven't been able to communicate. But look how the press has changed. Mm-hmm. Look how the press has changed.
It has changed. Oh, listen, I get it.
I know you get it. You overstand it. Yeah. You don't just understand it. You overstand it. But here's the deal. One of the things is that it's very difficult now to have a... even with notable exceptions, even the really good reporters, they have to get the number of clicks on nightly news. Mm-hmm. So instead of asking a question, anyway, it just everything gets sensationalized in ways that. But
Biden would never do that.
We can get through this.
Would never do that. It would never sensationalize.
I'm going to take a break, and then we'll talk a little bit more. I don't mind. I'm sorry. We have some of those commercials. Some biracial commercials.
Yeah, they got some biracial commercials. Oh, okay. Is he going to wear blackface again? Jimmy Kimmel. What a pathetic sycophant he's become. And, Biden can't even go to the Washington Post. He has to go to Jimmy Kimmel because he knows he'll be treated right. But we have to communicate. I don't know how to say it. He goes, that's just an example right there. You know, it's an example of something that the two of them do not want to address. A longtime New York Times White House correspondent, Peter Baker, told Politico, he said, I can't think of another situation like this. He said, it's the fifth president I've covered and the first one I haven't interviewed. They feel neither the obligation nor the opportunity to have the real press talk to them. You know, you would, we know that they sensationalize, we know they lie, they typically go for the side that Biden is on, but he knows that he will get the right treatment from Jimmy Kimmel. By reference, at this point in his presidency, Trump had a 42% approval. Biden has 39. Obama had 48% approval. But it's surprising to me that his approval is at 39% based on his dedication to burning everything down. Literally burning everything down. And when we look at his policies, they continue unabated. He's unashamed about what he is doing. And it's just amazing to me that 39% of the people haven't caught on yet. Democrat senators are unveiling a dangerously asinine plan to subvert the coming abortion ruling, says Red State. They say they are floating ideas about using federal money to fly women out of state for abortions, or they could use federal buildings to do abortions. Yeah. They also are talking about surrounding the Supreme Court in an effort to stop it from functioning. Wait a minute, that sounds familiar. Well, is that what January the 6th is supposedly about, what they're saying? Now they're going to do that as well? So, using HHS as a national abortion provider. But that was already done under Trump. President Trump already did that.
Yeah.
It's called the Trump Shots. Operation Warp Speed.
Yeah.
The genetic code injections. They've already killed lots of children with miscarriages. They're well on their way with depopulation, killing adults and young people as well. Well, yeah, it's supposedly the sudden adult death syndrome. We don't know what's doing it, do we? No, we know it's doing it. And they're pushing it now to babies. If they can't kill the babies before birth, they'll get them later. And they'll sterilize the adults. That's what the Democrats are doing. So, again, they want to use federal property to do abortions. They want HHS to do it. The Department of Defense said we're going to look at the feasibility of moving military personnel and their family with a priority of where we're going to have bases, with a priority of where they can get abortions. Well, yeah, I guess we'll move all the military bases out of the South and into the Northeast then, right? The federal government cannot simply enter into a state and do whatever it wants, contrary to the laws of that state,
right.
Writes Red State. Well, they're right about that, except that's what they have been doing. They will do it with money. They'll financially incentivize it, just like Trump did with all the lockdowns and vaccines. He goes on to say that includes killing people. An executive order does not grant the power to ignore the Supreme Court and override laws that protect life. Any federal employees that try to follow such an order could be and should be arrested and charged. That's exactly right. You know, when we're talking about abortion, I had a listener, David, who sent me a letter. He said, I heard a conservative pastor, quote unquote, promote views of David French. He said, I know he writes for The Atlantic. I know it's not a friend of the Constitution. Could you comment on this? And of course, David French, to give you a little bit more background, he's writing now predominantly for The Atlantic. Prior to that, he was writing for National Review, which, pretty much establishment Republican, not that I would call National Review conservative. They're neocon warmongers at the very least. But he's also done some good work, I think. He was part of the Alliance Defending Freedom, very active in religious liberty cases because he's a lawyer. And the problem is that since Trump, he's become a lot more interested in essentially attacking other Christians than anything else, attacking their viewpoints and distancing himself from conservative Christians. Because he sees the Trump idolatry and it disgusts him and he wants to have nothing to do with it, I think he's overreacted, frankly. And I think he has shifted dramatically to the left. And so he writes an op-ed piece that he is for abortion, abolition, and against abortion abolitionists. Let me repeat that. For abortion abolition, but against abortion abolitionists. What is he trying to say here? Well, he wants to make a distinction about people who say that abortion is murder. He says if it's murder, you know, and when you look at this, understand this is very similar to what you see Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and Schumer and all these people who have been rabid supporters of abortion in every way possible, even want to pay for it. They would say, well, I want to see abortion rare, but you know, we got to do what we can to make it happen and help people to do it, that type of thing. Then he's nearly there. He says, if a woman chooses to abort, here's my question. Should she be prosecuted for murder? Should her decision be criminalized? And you're shaking your head, yes. Travis is shaking his head, yes. Well, Travis, David French says, if you answered yes to any of those questions, then you are an abortion abolitionist. And you are sadly misguided, he says. An extremist, in other words. And where does this term abolitionist come from? He says, if you're not part of the pro-life movement, if you're not following it closely, you might be puzzled by the term abolitionist. Well, we all know what that's a reference to, don't we? Slavery. The abolitionists wanted to end slavery. And one of the key things that is a connection between slavery and abortion is the issue of personhood. And this has popped up yet again now in several stories about a Google engineer who believes that Skynet has become self-aware. He's working with a piece of AI that he was supposedly training, and he says as he's querying with it, he thinks it's become a person. So we'll talk about that later. But let's just talk about personhood with people. Do you lose your personhood because of the color of your skin? In the 1800s, the answer to that was yes, if your skin was black. In the 2020s, the answer is yes, if your skin is white. That's basically what has happened with this. If we see people by their externals and we don't see them as created in the image of God, it leads to that, always does. And it is always, when you look at the rise of totalitarianism and tyrants, they always do that by depersoning a particular group, which will then be responsible for all the crimes and the failures of humanity. That's what Hitler did to the Jews. That's what the Democrats are doing to white people now. Same type of thing. You could see that happening with Armenians by the Turks. Turks doing that to the Armenians and so forth. Always doing that type of thing.
Armenians, actually.
Armenians. Yeah, that's right.
John Calvin would have gone after the Armenians.
Yeah, that type of thing. Yeah, exactly. The Calvinist versus the Armenians. The Armenians. Yeah, I get those confused sometimes.
John Calvin and Sankey just hanging out. Man, we hate Armenians.
Yeah. Well, he didn't kill as many as the Turks did. Thank you for correcting me, Travis. Anyway, as I'm sure if you hadn't, many other people would have, and rightfully so. Nevertheless, you know, when we look at this, it really does boil down to personhood. And if you want to do something to a group, you know, unborn children, you say they're not persons, just like they did with slavery. So that's what this is truly about. This is an argument over personhood. Is it justified to kill a child? For instance, we do look at, you know, we always do prosecute mothers who, kill their baby right after birth, you know. Put them in a dumpster or something like that. They get caught, they get prosecuted. That's nothing new. I don't understand why he thinks this is really different. He says, if the draft that Justice Alito opinion holds, the distinction between so-called abolitionists and people like him that he calls incrementalists is about to become very relevant indeed. To make this basic, it's necessary to draw a distinction between homicide and murder. Now, this is the lawyer talking, and he does have a point. You know, when we look at this, it is murder. That's what, and that's what the people who are talking about this that he doesn't like. They're not lawyers, and so they're not making a distinction between murder and homicide and manslaughter and these types of terms where there is an understanding of different, you treat it differently because of intention and because of understanding and so forth. You can be found to do negligence and harm somebody.